Who's ready for some light midweek fare?
Do not be fooled by our politeness.
Oh, well, that doesn't seem light.
We live and we die. We control nothing beyond that.
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch on Tuesday, February 27th. We're counting down today's top three must-see picks from TV and movies. But first, your entertainment headlines. The awards world and everything in it will revolve around a potential Scarface reunion between Michelle Pfeiffer and Al Pacino, who have both been announced to appear at the 2024 Oscars as presenters. The Academy revealed Monday the first round of presenters set to take the stage at this year's ceremony, including reigning winners and other A-list stars. In addition to Pacino and Pfeiffer, who fronted Brian De Palma's classic crime drama in 1983, but were not formally announced as presenting together, 2023 champions Michelle Yeoh, Jamie Lee Curtis, and Encino Man co-stars Brendan Fraser and Ke-Huy Quan have also joined the live broadcast. Mahershala Ali, Nicolas Cage, Jessica Lange, Matthew McConaughey, Lupita Nyong'o, Sam Rockwell, and Zendaya will present at the 96th Oscars as well during a show hosted by returning MC Jimmy Kimmel. The 96th Oscars air Sunday, March 10th, live on ABC, beginning 1 hour earlier than usual at 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific. Reba McEntire is saying, "You lie," about rumors that she's leaving The Voice. Sunday on social media, the singer dispelled rumors that behind-the-scenes tensions are prompting her to leave the show. On X, formerly known as Twitter, she wrote, quote, "Please do not click on any articles that say I am leaving The Voice. This is not true. These are fake websites to lure people in with clickbait where they claim I have a company to sell weight loss gummy products. This is false. I do not sell or promote any type of gummy product." Rumors about her dissatisfaction circulated in the fall with unsighted claims and unnamed sources. McEntire addressed the rumor mill with Extra during a charity event in October. Asked if she was leaving the show, she replied, quote, "Well, not right yet. We're not through." Adding that she has become best friends with fellow coach Gwen Stefani after, at first, admitting that she found the pop star intimidating. And so much for cancel culture. Netflix announced Monday that it has acquired Tires, a 6-episode scripted series starring the controversial comedian Shane Gillis. The company has also ordered a second stand-up special from Gillis following the success of his 2023 special, Beautiful Dogs. On Tires, Stephen Gerber plays Will, who is tormented by his cousin-slash-employee Shane, played by Gillis, after inheriting his father's chain of auto repair shops. The show is also co-created and written by the comic, whose use of racial and homophobic slurs on his podcast cost him a spot in the Saturday Night Live cast in 2019. Less than 5 years after his firing, Gillis was invited back to SNL to host this past weekend's episode. For more on all of those stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and more, head on over to EW.com. Today's number three pick isn't familiar with the slogan, "Don't mess with Texas." The new 3-part documentary series, God Save Texas, debuts tonight with an episode directed by Richard Linklater, who is also an executive producer alongside award-winning documentarian Alex Gibney and author Lawrence Wright. Each episode features a director returning to their hometown in the state to explore its complications, their personal connection to the city, and how it fits into the story of America today. Here's the trailer.
What is it about hometowns and the American consciousness? Stories of people coming to grips with hidden truths about the town they grew up in? Well, this is one of those stories.
I want to be a change agent. I want to document the history.
Coming home now, I want to understand it better.
Hey, Rick, what are you doing in town, brother?
I often marvel at the heart of Texas,
and this is what it looks like.
When I was a kid here in Huntsville, there were like 11 prisons, now there's 100 and something. What's going on?
It's about money. It's industry.
It seemed like the prison just had this gravitational inevitability to it.
Texas is about to kill an innocent man.
What I saw as an unfolding tragedy created a kind of panic in me.
Growing up in Houston, oil has always been synonymous with what it means to be a true Texan.
We have all of this money flowing into the area.
How has the Black community been impacted living in the energy capital of the world?
There's been so many chemical fires.
It has not brought prosperity for all.
Killing communities.
Industry changes everything.
Well, the first episode is titled Hometown Prison, focusing on Huntsville, which has been called the capital of Texas's prison industry. There are 7 prisons in the area, and a quarter of the town's adult population is incarcerated. Other episodes airing this week explore the oil industry and the migrant experience. It all starts tonight at 9 on HBO, and all episodes are available to stream on Max today.
Number 2.
FX is going big for its new limited series, Shogun, our number 2 pick today. Now, this is the second time James Clavell's novel has been adapted for the small screen. The truly epic show is set in lightly fictionalized Japan circa 1600. Like the true story, the nation is on the brink of a history-defining civil war. Lord Yoshi Torinaga, played by Hiroyuki Sanada, finds himself surrounded by enemies just at the moment a European ship is discovered marooned in a small nearby fishing village. What comes next will define the nation's future. Have a listen to this preview.
What kind of man wields power in a land like this? The one who they open, or the one you never see? Will I die here? Likely. Magari wa mo metaka no minorin ju bagari cha.
War is coming.
Life and death are the same. Both can have value and purpose.
This is not where we die. We should be corpses, I know. But here we are. My life is mine and yours is yours. If you can't see that, you'll never be free of this prison.
It is you who is imprisoned. Freedom is all you ever live for.
The series also features Cosmo Jarvis, Tadanobu Asano, and Anna Sawai from F9 The Furious Saga. The 10-episode limited series starts tonight at 10 on FX and streaming on Hulu.
Trivia!
It's trivia time. As I mentioned a little earlier, this is the second time the novel Shogun has been adapted into a limited series in the U.S. The 1980 original starred Japanese legend Toshiro Mifune and earned him his only Emmy nomination. He may be Japan's most iconic actor, starring in many of Akira Kurosawa's best films. And it was rare for the fierce actor to appear in movies outside of Japan, but he did get a role in which Steven Spielberg film? 1941, Schindler's List, or Close Encounters of the Third Kind? Stick around for the answer and today's number one pick. What to Watch will be right back. Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. If you can't get enough of J-Lo, and let's be honest, who can? Prime Video follows up its musical film This Is Me Now with a making-of documentary called The Greatest Love Story Never Told. The companion doc showcases the arduous journey of making This Is Me Now, from Lopez's album recording sessions to her earliest ideas of the feature film through to the actual production process. And along the way, we learn how much of herself and her own money she put into the project, exposing her soft underbelly in unprecedented fashion. Lopez tells EW more about the decision to speak her insecurities aloud. Have a listen.
I wasn't scared to include that. I think as I've grown up and I've, you know, kind of gotten to this point in my life, what I've realized is that being more my real self and being unafraid to show that, is takes more strength than anything else in life. And I feel like I hid a part of myself from, like it says in the doc, for a long time, you know, where I was just like, always put your best foot forward, always kind of like show up and show business and da-da and laugh and all that kind of stuff and entertain people. But there was a part of myself that I wasn't, not just not admitting to the public, but not admitting to myself.
Yeah.
And I had to do that to grow. I had to do that to become more fully myself. And that's really what This Is Me Now is about, is embracing all of who you are, you know, not unapologetically, because I feel like that has like a negative connotation to it, but in a way that is very wholesome.
The Greatest Love Story Never Told also grants audiences an insider's view of the famed Bennifer 2.0 romance, as Ben Affleck comments on Lopez's projects and supports her every step of the way. Plus, get all the tea on the celebrity cameos that never were, Lopez's close friendship with Jane Fonda, and more. The Greatest Love Story Never Told is streaming now on Prime Video. Trivia. And finally today, the answer to our trivia question. Legendary Japanese actor Toshirô Mifune appeared in which Steven Spielberg film? 1941, Schindler's List, or Close Encounters of the Third Kind? Well, the Seven Samurai star popped up in a small role in 1941. Spielberg was always a big fan of Kurosawa, even presenting the director with his honorary Oscar alongside George Lucas in 1990. It's not surprising he found a role for the actor who may have been Kurosawa's greatest muse. And that's it for our show today. We will have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm Executive Editor Jared Hall. You can find us on X, formerly known as Twitter, at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks so much for listening and have a great day. This episode of What to Watch was written by Dustin Nelson, Maureen Lee Linker, and EW staff, edited by Sammy Junio, and hosted and produced by Jared Hall. What to watch.